We're going to do it together. We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Anne Vandersteel.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Anne Vandersteel. 30 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise, brought to you by Satellite Phone Store. Go to sat123.com. Today, more than ever, you're going to need good communications because we see the world is being destabilized by the deep state and their attempt on a coup of a president who should be running clearly in 2024. And that's where we're going to go to tonight. The world is watching. As President Trump arrives for his arraignment in New York City, the fake news, of course, salivating, while MAGA is steady and supporting our president, who the entire world knows won in 2020 by a landslide. And because he is standing between tyranny and God-given global freedom, he is being persecuted at the peril of the deep state. Liz Harrington, President Trump's official spokeswoman, joins me for the first half of the show this evening to discuss the current situation, while George Webb, investigative journalist who has been supportive of James O'Keefe, joins me for a part two interview with tomorrow, finishing our conversation. We cover the waterfront, all that and more tonight, right now, here on Brighty on TV.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at sat123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit sat123.com to get one while they're still available.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Joining me now, Liz Harrington, President Trump's press secretary and outspoken spokesperson, been beating the drum for the president for quite some time. Liz, this is a monumental day as President Trump is appearing at the courthouse this afternoon. Give me your first blush on, firstly, how you are taking all this news, but secondly, overall, how do you project this to turn out?
Well, thanks for having me, Anne. I mean, obviously, it's so monumental. And when the news first came out, I was heartbroken, not for President Trump, because only for President Trump, because he's a totally innocent man, and anyone can feel how it is to be wrongfully accused. There's nothing worse than that. And he's had that for 7 years now.
Right.
But really, I was heartbroken for the country, because what this means for our great country, it's really passing a point of no return. And the destructive forces, this corrupt ruling class that has this controlled demolition over our country, and this is, seems like it's going according to plan, or so they think. They really think that they have no other choice. And so as I've been processing it and just thinking about it all, I really see the desperation in it. And I do see that it's going to backfire very mightily on these evil people who are waging war against this country. And so today, I'm actually feeling very good. President Trump is such a brave man. He's got so much courage. We've all seen it over these past 7 years. And I know he's going to be fine. But I know what it really means. It means they're so desperate. It means they can't allow him and the American people to rule themselves. And that's what this is really about. And they have grown accustomed. The people that have opened our borders, the people who have gotten us into endless wars, the people that have just destroyed our manufacturing with these horrible trade deals and sending it off all overseas to enrich themselves, the people that have prevented us from being energy independent. And then once President Trump secured it so easily because we are blessed with all the natural resources under our feet, now those same people have shut it all off. They have gotten used to that power. And President Trump is a threat to that power. And why? Because he's got the American people behind him in a movement like we've never seen in this great country. So that's why I'm feeling good, because I know that we're so much stronger. President Trump's going to be so much stronger because of all this. And the truth is going to win. And that's, yeah. I think it's the beginning of a real turning point in our nation. That really desperately this country needed. We needed to turn things around, and I think that's what's going to ultimately happen.
I couldn't agree more. We really are at that inflection point. And when you consider that they moved the date of his arraignment coming in by a week, and now what do we see happening this week alone, right? The actual continuation of all the stuff the cabal has been pushing forward, right? You see Putin and Xi really coming into alignment. They just added Finland into NATO to really be more aggressive on that front. Again, the Americans have been funding most of that for all of these years, were it not for President Trump to get them to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and hold them financially accountable to their own defense over there. But also, it's the continued demise, destruction of our way of life here. I mean, Joe Biden has sold us out completely to the CCP. And this seems to be such a distraction. And for all the reasons that you said, we're going to come out on the other side. Essentially, this basically solidified President Trump as the official nominee for the Republican Party going into the 2024 campaign season. This gag order that they're trying to potentially place on the president. How do you see that turning out? Roger Stone was on with Tucker last night. He doesn't think they have a snowball's chance in heck making that happen because it's election interference. Do you think they'll be able to move forward with that? And what will that look like in contesting in courts?
Well, we certainly won't put anything past them. I mean, you know, they shouldn't be able to even bring this charge because, number one, there's no crime. The state cannot bring a federal crime, which is what they're alleging, even though the feds passed up on it. And the Federal Election Commission said there was no violation. And the whole thing on its face is just in the realm of the absurd that you can't even imagine. But they don't care, so they're bringing it anyway. So on its face, you know, how could you gag the leading presidential candidate in either party? You couldn't do it. It's so unconstitutional. It's such a brazen step, but I certainly wouldn't put it past them. We are going to fight it, of course. The legal team around President Trump, there's so many prayers going out for everyone around him, and I think that's really helping. And they're going to fight, absolutely. They're going to fight to get this whole thing thrown out, as it should have never been brought. They're going to fight to change the venue because clearly and the corruption with this court, these courts, there's a reason why they're bringing these sham charges in very corrupt places that they control. And this judge and the daughter works for Kamala Harris, the connection right with the Biden campaign. And it's just so in your face. But the people see that. So we're going to fight according to the law. And I believe we will win. But I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. If they try to gag President Trump, they can't gag 100 million people. And that's really what he represents. I think it's at least 100 million people that support him and that are coming to support him because of all of this. People that may have, you know, never even thought about getting engaged in politics, or maybe they didn't even like President Trump, but they're seeing really what's happening and what's at stake. And so you're not going to be able to gag someone like President Trump. The truth just flows out of his mouth, okay? And he's going to be fine. He's going to speak the truth. But regardless of what they try to do, and you know what they did to Roger Stone, what they did to Paul Manafort, all these were kind of trial runs, I think.
Yeah.
For preparing how much more they can clamp down on the American people. But it's not going to work. I am just so convinced that this is not going to work, and it will backfire. The farther they go, the worse really they're making it for themselves, because more and more Americans are seeing exactly what's going on here.
Well, you can see the collaboration and the effort and the organization, especially when you consider Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat from Virginia, put forward Bill S-686, which essentially to stifles free speech and to retroactively persecute and jail people who put out memes or their own opinion or what have you. People like myself, who have been very outspoken against certain people like Hillary Clinton, et cetera, they're going to try and arrest people like they've done with Ricky Vaughn, you know, giving him up to a 10-year sentence in jail for memes against Hillary Clinton. This is so absurd, the attack on free speech, specifically our president. On that note, Liz, you know, we are now at this inflection point where you said 100 million Americans clearly understand what happened here. It's very evident the elections have been stolen. More evidence is coming forward every day. President Trump told us in January of 2017 at his inauguration that he was putting the power back into the rightful rulers of this land, which is the people. And he was taking it from the corrupt corporations that had been doing business at our expense for over 100 years. Do you believe this is that point in time? And I don't use the word revolution. I use the word retrolution, where Americans realize we are the government and it's time for us to stand up with our president, who has been standing between them and us for quite some time, taking the slings and arrows. Isn't it time for us to stand up and say, you in D.C., you're irrelevant, you're wrong, and you're illegal and corrupt?
You know, it's so true. And I think it really is just a great awakening, something that we haven't had in this country since really before we were founded, which allowed us to be founded as the greatest nation on earth. And why? Because it was a simple truth that we, the people, rule ourselves. And that is a revolutionary idea. It hadn't been done. And it's been so successful, not perfect, but it's been so successful because we've had those truths, and they were self-evident. They're trying to make them not self-evident. They're trying to hide our inherent rights from the people. They're trying to hide the knowledge of what we can actually do to fight back and who is actually in control. And they're so illegitimate, and they have no real power, only what we let them do. And so I think you're right. I think this is something that, though it's been very painful and needless and very sad for our country, what's going on since the stolen election. But I think it might have been necessary for really people to see the truth of what was actually going on, how corrupt these institutions really have been for some time, and that they're only getting worse. And so it's going to take the American people to wake up to the fact. I think so many more people are every single day. And that is ultimately a very good thing, because if things would have just gone on as normal in 2020, if they would have even let President Trump win like he rightfully did, and then just been a thorn in his side with the deep state all throughout his second term, I think this country there would have been no hope to get it back, because we wouldn't have seen how bad it truly was. But now that we've seen it, there's no turning back. And we have to right this wrong and restore our God-given rights, restore those principles that have allowed so many to flourish and so much good to come in the world because of our God-given rights and our freedom and our liberty. So absolutely, I think it's something that almost had to happen for really the truth to come out, to see this corruption, and to finally put it to bed, which it really needs long overdue, but it's going to happen now.
Well, I think if people just turn to Genesis 1:26, God created man, I'm going to simplify this, right, into lay terms, and he gave man dominion over the water, the air, and the land, which is your law, your L-A-W, right? That is the original Genesis, the original law from which our Constitution flows. And that protects our freedoms from the government that man created, right? So our constitutional law of the land is here. God, man, and constitutional law, Then the admiralty and the commercial law, which is what the government operates under, administrative, is down here. And for too long, we have been battling down here, trying to get these courts to stand on land. And we haven't been successful because we keep stepping down. We need to bring them up to the law of the land and hold them accountable to those truths that are self-evident. And that's exactly, you know, God made the second covenant nation, Liz, and he actually made all man free. And I think this revolution that we're seeing, this awakening, which is why you're seeing France, you know, you see people marching in the streets with guillotines reflective of when they overthrew tyranny before. And I think we're seeing people wake up to tyranny worldwide, and they're not going to have it anymore because they're seeing America be decapitated from its freedom by tyrannical leaders that have no respect for the law of the land. They run around as if they're sovereigns in their own, you know, admiralty cocoon over there, which is why I think they've been, you know, putting fences up around in DC to protect themselves and keep us out, for which the people have the right to be heard. So God bless you. God bless you, and God bless President Trump. It's just absolutely historic time. And I, like you, am very hopeful, because this is something that needed to happen. Sort of like you have to hit rock bottom to realize just how far you've fallen. And now you look up and go, we need to get back where we came from.
Exactly. And we're so much better. And we're so much better than what we've been suffering through. And really, it's on everybody. It's people, you know, we've all kind of dropped the ball. We've all kind of pulled back and not been engaged in our local politics. And who is, you know, making the decision at the local level. And we've just abdicated this kind of responsibility. And it is a great responsibility to rule yourself as a nation. It really is. But I mean, we wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why I think people care so much. It's why people are rallying around President Trump so much. They see that it's such a bigger fight. It's really not even about him. It's about this country and whether it will survive. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, back in Genesis, it's really been the same battle since the Garden of Eden, since the Tower of Babel. It's all the same thing over and over again, and we have to fight for it. And the founders, with their wisdom, many God-fearing Christians, what they said, you know, it's something that you're going to have to fight for each generation. It's not going to go away, this battle. There's always going to be the devil coming in and trying to lead people astray. So we just need to understand that if we have faith, we do what's right. It's all about doing what's right and doing the next right thing and righting these wrongs. And now they're stacking up so much in plain sight. Yeah. And I think that's been very important, too, because it's been going on for a long time, but now it's out in the open, and it's very clarifying for people to see, and they're seeing it. And that's the hope for our country, for them to see it and then to choose the truth and choose justice.
That's right. Liz Harrington, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate you. Keep pounding it out there, and we'll keep supporting you on social media. And again, our blessings, our thoughts, our prayers. We support President Trump, his whole family, and God bless America.
Thanks so much, Anne.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Undercover journalist who's not so undercover anymore. You've seen him everywhere, from DC all the way to California and then back around the world. George Webb, it is good to see you. I just saw you recently here in Florida at our press conference with respect to remdesivir and the use thereof at Sarasota Memorial Hospital.
Yeah, and I was at your Venice, Florida event. Before that, the prep or the rally, the pep rally before the big game. And that was an excellent place to hear all the stories from all the different people. And what people don't realize is how much effort that Ann put into this effort to go to this hospital that was going to be one of these non-standard of care hospitals where they jam the remdesivir down your throat.
Yeah.
And that is really important for people to have a health alternative, because still, as we sit here today, it's the standard of care in all of our hospitals.
It's terrible. It's terrible. They're still hanging those IV bags. I have to ask the nurses and the doctors, when they write the script and the nurse hangs the bag, do they bring in the priest and issue last rites? I mean, literally, they are killing people. It's got a death rate of between 56 to 83% of the people that take this stuff die. And that was proven in 2018 and 19 during the Ebola trials. And yet Fauci went ahead in April of 2020, knowing that the WHO and the NIH funded those trials, knowing that the WHO said we would never use this, we stopped the trials early because of the lethality of remdesivir, knowing that WHO said, forget it, Fauci said, oh, we have to use this, and got an EUA in May of 2020, and away we went, you know, killing people in hospitals. It's unbelievable. And yet we're still doing it here in Sarasota. Shocking.
If you look at the Columbia trial, even in the United States, with 1,600 people, it was still a 15% death rate over that short 6-week period between February 25th and April 13th. So even the data under our nose told us, and we went ahead anyway. So it's a shocking story.
It is. Well, all right, more shocking stories. And this, again, sticking in the COVID theme here, is, you know, James O'Keefe, formerly with Project Veritas, my former boss. Yes, I was an undercover journalist back in 2017 and did some pretty interesting stuff. But James O'Keefe, who started Project Veritas, was summarily dismissed right after, frankly, the biggest story I think they've ever broke, when they went undercover with Pfizer and, you know, basically told the world, 50 some million views on that one video alone, where they understood that Pfizer was in the business of killing people and they were unabashed about it.
Yeah, well, he put out a very critical org chart, which had Jordan Walker, who was the key person that was in the pizza shop with James O'Keefe, that got those 50 million views, 10 times more than Project Veritas had ever gotten before. And there had been some big stories, you know, that they'd done the CNN story and other stories. So that was a big, huge win. So to have this corporate shakeup and the board and the coup and everything right after that, there had to be something he got into, potentially, I believe, that caused that to happen. I think I have a pretty good idea, but we can talk about it.
Well, I want to know, because you know, you've been publishing a lot about it on your Substack. A lot of people unfollowed Project Veritas. James O'Keefe has launched the O'Keefe Media Group, OMG, which I think is classic. And he's off to the races. And it seems to me that, you know, he was able to bounce back very, very quickly, understandably, with lots of support. And James, knowing this business, it's not hard to get a following and get going. Do you think any of this might have been sort of premeditated, or what's your whole take on this entire story?
Knowing the players, I don't think it's premeditated. I do think James is the 800-pound gorilla in our space. He has got the mediagenic personality, and nobody promotes a story. He's a song and dance man. He's fast on his feet, a good debater, presents extremely well. So I think he did land on his feet magically here. But I do think there was things going on with the board. Matt Tiermond was the kind of the key Iago in our story here, kind of engineering this. And then the key nemesis is a guy named Barry Hinckley, from Hinckley yacht fame, going all the way back to the CIA yacht family in Newport, Rhode Island. So you've got this new person coming into the mix with this Hinckley guy. He's a multimillionaire born with a silver spoon or a gold spoon in his mouth. And now he's starting to oversee what James O'Keefe can and can't report on. And James is like, you know, the horse that's first being introduced to the halter after they've won the Kentucky Derby is like, hey, wait a minute. I got a lot of trophies here and I didn't need your halter. And I think that's the fundamental friction at Project Veritas.
So let's explore a little bit more on James Hinckley, because I actually love the Hinckley boats. They're gorgeous. I wish I could have one, but a little out of my price point at this time, but they are beautiful. They're like a picnic boat yacht sort of a thing. How new is he to the organization, and was he a fairly significant donor to the work that Project Veritas was doing?
Both of those answers are yes. He was last 4 to 6 months he came in. And I think basically Matt Tiermond was sort of not the handler of James O'Keefe, but sort of the guardrails for James. And you were there, so you have probably a better idea. You know probably who I'm talking about. I think he handled all the undercover journalists. But he kept James, you know, there's a lot of work, as you know, in developing these stories undercover to get the trust and then climb the ladder to the point you need to get the significant juice. And that may be 2 years, 3 years to get to that point where James can unwrap the bow. And I think Matt Tiermond was that guy. He could shepherd these stories through very carefully without blowing your cover, et cetera, to get it to the point where it could tee it up for James to knock it out of the park. And it was just a combination that worked very well. And I think Barry, when he came in, he was the big money bags guy who was making a lot of things happen with a lot of big donors, and the jet was flying from place to place to pick up these checks. But then he got into, I want to oversee what James is doing. And that's, I think, the fundamental friction.
Oh, that's unfortunate, because they really did have quite a good shop over there. And but again, James is bouncing back pretty quickly with O'Keefe Media Group, his latest piece out there exploring on the fake donors and how they're laundering millions of dollars into the Democrat Party. Raphael Warnock being the recent recipient of lots of money thanks to the fake donors, where they're just basically taking previous donors into the system and then recycling their names over and over, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars being attributed to a donor who may have given $500, $100, maybe $1,000. But now you're finding they're laundering several hundred thousands of dollars. And most of these people they're laundering money with, George, don't even have employment. So they're gainfully unemployed donating to the Democrat Party. How does that work out?
Well, I did a story on Act Blue. Act Blue to Act Blues is what I put in my DNC lawsuit. And the key party here, or the key operative, was a guy named Rahm Emanuel, who was running the DCCC, which is the sort of the congressional equivalent to the DNC. And he's funneling the money to Pakistan, and he's investing in a lot of track and trace technology, like you would sell to DHS, you know, when they put the Leidos scanner and swab on your hands for the chemical test, or when you go through the scanners. Right. So what is he doing investing that money in a Pakistan bio lab with this Act Blue money? So I think James is onto a huge story. I'm so happy to see him land on his feet and not have a home run his first time out. And he's back there knocking on doors like a guy I remember a couple of years back. And he's also saying you don't need hidden cameras anymore. You can just do the upfront cameras from the door knock. So I love everything. I love his endorsing the idea of citizen journalists and a network of citizen journalists to fight the deep state. All these are great ideas. And so a big applause out to James O'Keefe.
So you talked about Pakistan. Let's take a second and pause there. Pakistan for you has been a central hub of a lot of your journalism in the past 5-6 years. Take it from there. That is the biggest story that is yet to be completely unraveled when it comes to Pakistan.
Well, yeah, I had a partner who did all the work. I mean, I did the rundown of what she told me, but the basic idea is the stuff that happened on the battlefield was coming to America for a lockdown. So it kind of happened, but we missed it as far as we said it's going to be flu, and the shield, if that's the sword, would be the universal flu vaccine. And we had run down not James Alefanis, but his cousin Tim Alefanis, Sanofi of Venice, So we were expecting this bio lab in Pakistan to be working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We didn't know it was the WIV. We thought it was a lab in China, but we missed the mark. It came out with coronavirus. But in a lot of other ways, though, there is still another shoe to drop maybe here with H5N1, and we still may end up being right. But that was why we were worried about Pakistan. It was a conduit for our national secrets being sold for kickbacks to the DNC for something the DNC could then apply against deplorables for track and tracing deplorables. That's you and me, Anna, so I'm using that. And I'm still not sure she wasn't right.
Well, the H1N1 is one of the ones to watch. They're putting up signs about Marburg virus in our U.S. airports already. The WHO, as you know, has already gotten the green light from Joe Biden vis-a-vis his signature on the National Defense Authorization Act back in December of last year to say, hey, Congress, you do whatever Tedros says, and that's the way it's going to be. And of course, we know about the blue helmets are literally on the other side of the border in Mexico, and they've landed in Canada from time to time when they needed to whip the Canadian truckers into shape. So we are surrounded. I broke a story last week about Chinese nationals cutting railroad tracks and severing tracks, and which in fact is causing these train derailments, at least in these two instances in North Carolina. So we know that this is happening. We know our country is under attack from within, both foreign and domestic. In about 2 minutes for this segment, because we're going to have you back again and continue this tomorrow night, give me your assessment on the state of the country right now. Are we going to weather this storm, and what's it going to look like before we get out the other side? How are we going to end up, communist or free?
I think we're going to end up free. And what we have on our side is God. And God is going to be the person who, or the entity that saves us. We have to work together. We cannot fight amongst each other. We've got to go out there. And every, you know, this guy works with me on A Course in Miracles, you know, a gentleman in Alabama. Every story that you break, like the railroad tie thing, is a miracle, really. I mean, it gets the word out to everybody. And this is what we need, this intelligence network, so that we can respond, because they've thought this all through. And we're going to have to respond on this on our feet. And that's where I think, and the show you've got here is just so good and so vital to our defense as deplorables. So I guess I'll end it right there and just say that we've got to be as every bit as agile as possible in order to survive this.
Okay. Well, George Webb, always great to see you. I want to talk to you a little bit more tomorrow night about Robert Malone, because you have been on him in your Substack, and I want to know where you are going to go with this and what's the end game here with Dr. Robert Malone, because he's been garnering a lot of controversy as of late with lawsuits he's leveled against Dr. Jane Ruby, Peter and Ginger Breggin. And of course, he seems to be getting attacks from a lot of people over in the Stu Peters camp, but I'm not sure why certain people are getting sued and others aren't. So let's talk about that. But thank you so much for stopping by. As always, it's great to see you. And we'll be back again tomorrow evening with more from George Webb.
See you tomorrow.